we choose to become the cleanest city in Africa. Contrary to the popular opinion, clean cities are not limited to rich people, to rich countries, to the developed countries. We can also become a clean city. When we reached that target of becoming the cleanest city in Africa, we didn't just sit down and enjoy our first rank. Consistency is key. We are always working hard to always remain on that position of being the first cleanest city in Africa. I don't know if you are aware of Umuganda community work.
No, I am not.
Okay.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you. What is your secret? What does Kigali, what does Rwanda do to give you this title?
Umuganda, it's a national cleaning day. It's something we do every last Saturday of each month. We close shops, we close traffic, and for 3 hours, everyone participate in cleaning, building, community project. We clean our neighborhood. It is becoming a tradition. Umuganda, it's a national cleaning day. It's something we do every last Saturday of each month. We close our shops, we close traffic for like 3 hours. Everyone participates in cleaning our neighborhood. We can also do some community projects like planting trees, build poor people. Actually, you know, people love to do good whenever they can. So cleaning our neighborhood is something we are always doing, and we take pride to clean our neighborhood. Also, Kigali have installed dust bins everywhere. And also the discipline of everyone in Rwanda, we use our dust bin. We don't put our waste everywhere. We put it in those installed dust bins in Kigali.
That's what I wanted to ask you, because it takes discipline, what you are saying. That means, can I litter in your city?
No, you can't do that, because everyone will look at you like you are doing something crazy. Because we have dust bin everywhere, it's easy to put it the nearest dust bin. And also we have tough regulations. So you can't do that in Kigali.
So are there consequences? Suppose I'm one of the law breakers and I just decide, okay, I'm going to disregard the dustbin. Are there consequences?
Yes, there are some fines that you might pay, but it has become like a culture to keep our city as clean as possible, the cleanest city in Africa.
So it is ingrained in them to keep the city clean.
Yes. And also we have introduced a school curriculum. We are teaching our kids to be responsible citizens and also how to manage waste, and always have this culture of keep our city clean and to not put our waste everywhere, but put those waste in dustbins.
So other than having this status, this prestigious status of being the cleanest city in Africa, are there any benefits to your city or your country, Rwanda? What do you get?
You know, keeping Kigali clean, you know, waste is money. And it is also creating jobs. We now have cleaners, rubbish collectors, gardeners, and those people are now employed because they are working hard to keep Kigali clean. We have been ranked as the cleanest city, and we are getting people who come visit just to check if it is true. So we are getting tourists to come to visit our city just to verify if it is true. And they are all amazed.